Reverend Swami, I know you had a one-man caucus. Can you tell us what's your caucus position now?
With today, the other caucus.
Today I'm starting to start with you. We need your wisdom and your spiritual guidance. Where are we now?
Chapel Saints. When we caucused, there was consensus on the three names, Irene, Chanley, Libby Lloyd, Leslie Sediwe, and Susan Voss. And then there was a request in the caucus that the ANC reconsider withdrawing Philip Mtimkhulu in favor of Mamphele Ramphele as a request.
Patricia, did you say something?
I second the position, Chair.
Cool.
The same name, yes.
Chairperson, we believe it would be a very solid board. However, I just wanted to say that we had a slight different approach, but as the Reverend has placed it, I think we can live with it as it is, but we want to have just confirmation that the ANC would meet us favorably towards this position. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I said, agreed on the first three names the ANC put forward. And the DA's position is very, very strong on Dr. Mamphele Ramphele. That's correct, yes. Because of her background, she was at the World Bank. And she was a rector of a university. She's got very good managerial financial skills, so we are feeling very strong about Dr. Ramphele. The position of Suzanne Voss, we are not so strong on that one. And there's rather other name that I would have liked to see on this interim board, but at this interim period, they are better names than Dr. Suzanne Voss. So, but we, to get this whole system going, we can live with it in the interim. And that's the DA's position, although Suzanne Voss is not my favorite candidate.
Listen, I don't know why we at caucus, because we, in the caucus, we had agreed on Irene, Chanley, Libby Lloyd, Dr. Ramphele, Leslie Sediwe, and Suzanne Voss. On this side, we've got agreement on all five of those names. The only thing, and that is what we've come to report back to the ANC. Now, the ANC before caucus raised the name of Dr. Mtimkhulu. And so now we are with six names. And we're asking the ANC to consider the five as we have proposed to you now. And for this round, we drop Dr. Mtimkhulu. That is where we are now. But my understanding in our caucus is that all of us, IFP, everyone included, that we are presenting this position to you.
I would like to strongly suggest that that is the position, that we go in with that. We support that. Thank you.
I'm very sorry to my new caucus members. Maybe I put it not very understandable, but it was just a position. I'm not criticizing the Slater, the decisions, but I'll just make a statement just to make it clear, to put it on the record, And it's not necessary to laugh at me. That doesn't make a joke. I wonder why the
anybody. No, we're not laughing. We're looking at the journalists, they're laughing, so we're laughing.
You drink acha. Chocolate and milk, you told Dr. Rob and I.
Yeah, yeah. No, that, I think so. That's the last family is leaving now. Mr. Gulwale, you want time to caucus now? Are you ready?
I hope so. Look, Chai, just that we have been caught out of guard because we're just trying to run through the CV for Dr. Rampen. Because they've just circulated now. We have been having the caucuses without the CV. They just arrived now. So we're just quickly trying to go through that so that you are also being able to see what is it which she might add in terms of the board. But look, in terms of our proposal, we will be saying that we firstly want to appreciate the work which we've been trying to do, and the spirit of working together. I'm sure the slogan for working together, we can do more. It's finally moving towards Parliament so that we are able to achieve come again. so that we are able to achieve the unity and cohesion, firstly within ourselves in the committee and also in the best interest of the community at large. And Chair, we agree, Chair, with the first three names which we all find comfortable with, all the parties across, Chan Lee, Irene, Libby Lloyd, and also Leslie. We must also say, Chair, you have been saying if you are presented with a very tough decision to take in terms of two angels, it becomes a challenge. How do you deal with that, Chair? But we'll say, Chair, when, it's just that because I just got the CV now, but when I'm trying to run through some of the CV, Chair, one thing, Chair, which we said and agree with you that we must not do is to try to demotivate some of the people which are nominated because we are still having the task of analyzing the 12 members of the board. So you can talk down to any of the candidates. We must keep them and treat them with respect and dignity because we need them in the 12 board members as we'll be moving forward and so on. So, Chair, we will agree with the three names as has been presented. And also, Chair, as an ANC, we think that it would be comfortable that looking at the current three which is there, we, in adding, Chair, in terms of the journalist skills and other things, if you look at what has been presented by the IFP in the CV of Susan Ford, her earlier role and so on, and understanding of some of the challenges which the SABC has been facing as a person who was serving in the committee, we think that she will be able also to hit the road running, to use your wording, Chair, around that particular aspect. So we'll be comfortable, Chair, with that one that Charlie Irene and Libby Lloyd, Leslie Sedibe, and also Susan Ford. The only part which we find it difficult to accede to as an ASD Chair is the issue of dropping Professor Mthimkhulu or Dr. Mthimkhulu, Chair. That we feel strong, Chair, as an ANC that Dr. Mthimkhulu should be part of the board, Chair. We see some similarities with some of the candidates and Dr. Rampen in terms of the expertise which they will be able to add in the board. Just to mention, if you look at Irene Chandler, the experience in terms of corporate government and some of the issues which we want to deal with, she also present that and also partly Leslie said, given the issue of procurement and also understanding the financials and so on. Those skills already there. So we can accede to the issue of Susan Ford. We're comfortable with that, Chair. But we are not comfortable, Chair, to drop the doctor, Tim, as the ANC.
Kitchen?
Chairperson, I do believe that that we would then have to ask for a caucus, because clearly it is now a question of what has been achieved through trying to reach consensus. It is a position. Basically, what the ANC is doing at this stage is they are selecting from the nominations from the opposition ranks what they want, and then not really appreciating that they have given us the opportunity to caucus, but then when we come back with proposals, they want to cherry pick in those names that are presented and then still stick to the gun. It would be a pity, Chairperson, if we cannot make progress and actually say to opposition parties, come, you make your selection of the preferred name and let's see if we can reach agreement. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Mr. Chairperson. Can I just raise one point about Dr. Mthimkhulu? We never suggested in our objection that he was active in ANC politics. That was not our objection. We questioned the necessity for somebody with such a strong political background, the need for them on the interim board, because as we understand it, the SABC is in financial, management, logistical, operational crisis. So to have somebody who's a specialist in political science seemed to us to be redundant and didn't seem to adhere with the spirit of making this an independent SABC board. We were not in any way inferring that he was active in ANC politics. We were simply saying that the need for extensive political knowledge of that sort is not what we need in this interim dispensation. Thank you.
You see, I just need to, if you look at his work experience, I mean, from 1966 till 1986, he's been a journalist with every major newspaper in the country. So I think we must keep that in mind, that we are talking about an experienced and a seasoned journalist here, who then, if you see, for a while he was banned and house arrested, who then made a career as an academic. And I think that is what is really guiding the ANC's thinking. We've got someone here who's got media experience, he's a senior person, but he's also got, yes, he's a political scientist now because that's his career choice that he's made. So it's not that we're bringing a political scientist into the process. We really looked at his journalistic skills and abilities. And that's really what we thought might inform, because one of the issues around this is the whole policy around editorial policy, journalistic independence, and those kinds of things. But I thought we just needed to note that. All right. Patricia, and then Langa, and...
Chairperson, it's exactly what I thought we must try and avoid, to make a judgment call in terms of choices. The Independent Democrats has withdrawn Richard Callender's got journalistic, legal, and economics all in one. And if you're beginning to say that this candidate is better than this, I think it's a matter of choice. That might be your opinion about what you think about Mr. Mthimkhulu, but then we also have our opinion, or we have got an opinion about Dr. Rafale. And really, the whole exercise that we're busy with here this afternoon, let's stop it. And you go in with your names, and we go to the house and say we didn't agree on it, and we're back to square one. I really think that even when you went out the first time to say we have accepted in good faith the three of the ANC's nominations, you really want us to accept four of the ANC's nominations. We're not going to accept that. And so let's stop then, and we go to the house and go listen to the debate. And then we put the names before the house. Is that what you want? Because now you're beginning to make judgment calls on candidates. And we've even said we are prepared to drop some of those candidates because the bigger process is going to start soon. We can nominate those people again. And we've really tried to look. This is no political affiliation here. We've looked at the best in South Africa and nominated the best. And so why should we be so hell-bent on saying, but we won this name because of that? There's no compromise here. There's no trying to find a solution. And really, Chairperson, we were supposed to be in the House at the parliamentary debate, and we've been sitting here from 12:30 today. And I'm not trying to threaten the ANC, but I'm saying we can't also sit here the whole day and backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards. I think from the opposition side, we have and a very inclusive process. We've really tried to accommodate, and I'm making a special appeal to the ANC. It's not worth the while for the sake of our country that we now differ on between Dr. Mampela and Dr. Mtunkulu. They're both, you know, people of stature. They're both people who are good candidates.
Okay. Thanks, Chair. One, at the end, we've proposed five names earlier, and the opposition came back and said, no, they will accept only three, but the other name they won't accept. But because we wanted not to demotivate and people motivate, because that will, I think, will be wrong for this meeting. I think let us maintain that approach. But to say that the ANC now is judgmental on their names, while they've been judgmental also on our names, but we wanted not to raise that as an issue, because what we're doing, it correctly, they say they are not comfortable with certain names that we've proposed as the ANC. And that's what we're saying as the ANC, that we're not comfortable with certain names. But we can't say we're not comfortable with this name because of 1, 2, 3, because that will be wrong. And also there is a media here, they will take that also, and they will make that as a headline, as if we're discrediting other members or other people in this. But I think to say there is no progress so far, I think that's wrong. Because in this meeting, now there is an agreement on four names. The issue is only one name, the last or the fifth name. So there are two names. So I think that's the issue. We can't say there is no progress, because there is a progress so far. And those names, all of us, it was a decision of all of us here to say, out of whatever number, I don't know whether 15 or whatever number of names in the basket, but out of that number, we've got now four. So that means now we need also to look at how best we reach a consensus on the last name, because there is the name of Dr. Mampela Rampele, and also there is the name of Dr. Mtimkulu. And that's the ANC. We're clear. We are saying we are not comfortable. We are not prepared to drop that name. And people, they must not say, let us go out there. They must engage us. Not to say they want to leave this house, because we are saying we are not prepared. Because they are also not prepared to drop the name of Rampele. And we are prepared also to engage on those things. So it's not the end of the road. It's the beginning of engagement. While all along we're just giving the opposition to come together and come with one voice or with one view to us, and starting discussing those names. And they come with accept one name, that's a process. And now we have to discuss the last name, the fifth name, because we've thrown in our name. They are saying no, and even though I'm not comfortable with Honorable Member Mazibuko starting to raise issues about the name that we've proposed at the ANC, while we are not raising issues with the name that they've proposed. But I think, Chair, you will make a ruling on that one. But I will totally disagree with those people who are saying there is no progress here. There is a progress, and now we need to finalize this thing. If they are not capable to negotiate and persuade us, it's not our problem. It's not our mistake. It's their problem. They must persuade us, they must engage us. We can't just say, okay, because we are saying that, oh, it's fine, then we'll drop this name. And no, they must engage us. If they're unable to engage us, it's not our problem.
Yeah, I think just two things. The first thing is that I think the clarification around Dr. Mtimkulu is quite acceptable, that it's not about his political affiliation. And I agree that we do not necessarily need to be considering people on the basis of their political affiliation now, and that it's more about, you know, a group of people who come into the SABC and say, as we consider the appointment of the bigger board, You know, they'll quickly do the bang bang, and then so that when the new boss comes in, you know, it finds you know, a quite a strong foundation and transitional period. So I think that clarification is quite acceptable. But it's also important that we emphasize that our considering Dr. Mthimkhulu was obviously not on the basis of, you know, his political, you know, commitment or work, but it was more, you know, related to his other media skills and so forth. So I think let's leave the politics for later on when we deal with the bigger board. So that's going to be important. And the second thing is that we would maybe I think the fact that we haven't really said let's go back, you know, openly and said let's go, would want to caucus as the ANC, means that we're not really considering what is coming out from the opposition. We're actually strongly considering. And I think that has been seen throughout the day with, you know, all of the engagement. And I agree, all the five names is not something that we should be trying to die for or kill for or anything of the sort. It's basically, you know, names that we really need to think hard as to which ones, you know, of the five. Yeah, because I hold a different view. I don't think it's mainly between Dr. Mampil and Phil Mthimkhulu. It's only that the other four names we, you know, are mentioned, you know, from all the political parties. I think that what we probably need to do now, just as a suggestion, that we have a 5 minutes, you know, discussion chair with your permission, and that we look at the six names on the table, and we do whatever consultations that we need to do, and then come back and see what progress we're able to make. I think that would help us a lot, and also maybe just as a breather, you know, just to try and minimize whatever potential. But our commitment is that we getting into this you know, discussions with in good faith. We're making all these considerations in good faith. We, you know, are prepared to make sure that we conclude this process with everybody, you know, feeling comfortable with whatever the outcome. It's not that everybody is going to be happy with whatever names that we agree with today. It's only five names. It's only minimum 3 months or 6 months. And I know already, you know, the idea is cut an arm and a leg, and we're expecting that more needs to be done. The ANC, everybody has done the same. So not everybody is going to be happy with whatever we agree with at the end of the day. But I believe that we're getting there. So maybe let's have that 5 minutes kind of a discussion and see what comes out of that.
5 minutes, caucus day. Time is coming down. 5 minutes, Vida.
Remind ourselves as this portfolio committee that also we are also looking at people who are going to get into the SABC and work. We don't want to get people that don't learn the SABC system, but people that will really understand the SABC. Also, I think I would request that the opposition parties, they also consider that we'll need people that will just get into the SABC and work, not to be taken through, to be inducted. Thanks.
Put the mic in. Amendment only.